There's the familiar theme song of the Children's Bible Club, and you're just in time for today's meeting. Come on into the clubhouse and pull up a bench or stool. Join in the singing and fun. I'm Aunt Carolyn with a good story for today, and hey, be sure to have a pencil and paper handy for an important offer after the choir opens our broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Okay, choir, it's all yours. For that good singing. You know, it's Christian kids who really have something to sing about. Psalms 89:15 says, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound." It's wonderful to know the joyful sound that Jesus saves, to be able to sing from the heart the joyful songs of the faith, and to look forward to that wonderful day when God's trumpet will sound and those who are saved will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We do have something to be joyful about, don't we? And if you'd like something else to rejoice in, maybe you'd like to receive our new Children's Bible Club Kids News. It's a little newsletter we send out each month from the CBC Clubhouse to all who write and request it. It's full of a puzzle, a story, a Vitaverse, and other good stuff. If you'd like your own copy, just write the words Kids News on a card or letter, along with your name and address printed clearly, and send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Or you can email it to childrensbibleclub@juno.com. And give me the call letters of this good station you're hearing. The announcer will give you the address again at the end of the program. Well, I must hurry now. Write for your own Kids News today. And now, here's the choir again before story time. Today I'm interrupting our stories on the life of Abraham to tell you a true story from pioneer days in America. Are you ready? Oh, Maddie sang as she hung the clothes out to dry in the bright sun. Summer was long and hot on the wide Kansas prairie, but she was sure it was better than the bitter cold winter, so she was glad for the sun, and even for the extra heat from her big oven today, for before she started her wash with the wash tub and scrub board, she had made pies, wonderful cherry pies, and they soon would be ready to come out of the oven. Wouldn't her husband be glad when he got home to find such a treat waiting? They'd homesteaded this plat out in the lonely wilderness. There was just Maddie and John, and now their darling daughter, little Adeline, who added great joy to their lives and was a lot of company to Maddie when John was gone to the fields for long hours. Maddie kept a watch on little Adeline playing in the prairie grass. She hung up a couple more work shirts and then called to the toddler, "Come on, my little prairie chicken, let's go see about those pies." And inside, Maddie carefully took the precious pies from the oven and set them in the open windowsill to cool. Ooh, how good they smelled. "Aw, my baby, you'll be glad to taste these when your papa comes home tonight. I wish he were here right now to eat them while they're warm, but they'll be good later with a little warm cream. You and I will have to be patient until he comes. In the meantime, we have plenty of work to do." Just then, Maddie looked out of the open window and stopped short. What she saw struck her with fear. Right near where she had been working were two big Indian braves on big painted ponies. Feathered headbands, bare bronze shoulders shining in the sun, their sharp eyes were staring right at her. Were they Apaches? Pawnees? Maddie couldn't tell. It really didn't matter right now. Being alone here with her baby was terrifying. Her mind raced with stories of Indian raids on wagon trains, of the massacres at Pawnee Rock, and the ruthless slaughter of homesteaders. Her heart was pounding. What could she do? The baby! She must hide the baby! But how? Any noise would bring the marauders. That was it! The churn! Quickly, Maddie lifted Adeline into the big wooden churn, pressed her head down, whispered for her to keep quiet, then put the lid back on top with the prayer that the child would not be found. "Oh, dear Lord, save us, protect us." The Indians kept coming. Maddie froze by the open door. Closing the door wouldn't stop savages. Closer, closer they came toward the cabin. Not toward the door, but toward the window. The window! The pies! Trembling with fear, Maddie went to the window and carefully took down the pies. With one on each hand, she walked slowly toward the Indians. Smiling, she lifted the pies in a friendly gesture toward the formidable braves. The horses kept coming. No word, no sound came from the savages. At last they were face to face. What would happen? The Indians jerked their ponies to a halt on either side of Maddie. Each Indian leaned down, took a pie from her trembling hand, and without a sound, heeled his horse around and galloped back across the prairie. Maddie watched in amazement until they disappeared over the horizon. Then she burst into tears of relief and ran into the house to rescue her baby from the churn. Then she burst into praise and joy over how wonderfully God had protected them. Oh, she couldn't wait till John came home so she could tell him the whole story. She would make him more pies soon. But now she was thankful for the sweet cherry pies that had purchased their peace and safety that day. Maddie thought, after many Indian conflicts, there had been a ceremony with a peace pipe. But today, for her, it was peace pie. Oh, whatever awful intentions those Indians had, The sweet aroma carried by the prairie wind had melted their vengeance, and they had accepted the delicious pies as a peace offering. Oh, boys and girls, as sinners, you and I stand condemned before a holy God whose vengeance for sin awaits every unrepentant heart. We are helpless to save ourselves and unworthy to be saved from death and punishment in hell. Yet Christ loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Christ died in our place, his perfect life for our sinful life, and God will accept his offering for our sin if we will accept his Son. Right there by your radio, won't you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Receive Christ. And then write and let me know so we may pray for you. And now, God bless you until next week.
You've been listening to the Children's Bible Club with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. Today's story, Peace Pie, is available in storybook form and on tape from the Children's Bible Club. It and many other stories like it are perfect for Sunday school, for homeschool, for Christian day schools, for daily vacation Bible school, or for use in the home for story time. You can get a catalog listing all the materials available from Children's Bible Club by writing to Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. That address again is Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, or by email, Children's Bible Club at juno.com. You can also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.faithweb.com, or we'll be able to take your calls toll free at 1-877-626-7030. Bible school, as well as the home for story time. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn at Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, and include the call letters of the radio station you're listening to. The address again, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, or by email at Children's Bible Club at juno.com.